Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day in October. 93.3 FM, our home station in Tallahassee. Have a great show lined up with Dr. Tom Cirio. And then the very famous Drew Tillman. He'll be with us in hour two. Be sure that you stay with me right here.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Well, folks, here we are on a lovely Saturday in the month of October. So glad you've joined us. We've got Florida State football today at noon, playing Syracuse Orange. It's on ESPN television. It's on TV, ESPN, at 12 noon. They're away. They're at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, New York, playing Syracuse Orange. Of course, Seminoles go in at 5-0, and I'm sure they hope to keep it that way. The Orange is at 2-3. Our good friend Tim Linnefelt, who you know sports-relatedly, for many years served as the editor-in-chief for the Osceola and a contributor here, our own sports editor with the Linnefelt Sports Report. Well, he got a new job working for Florida State Athletics. And so at some point in the near future, we hope to have Tim come back to us and report on all that's going on in his new gig and find out, if we can, a little bit more about Florida State Athletics. I guess any week that the story is not about Jameis Winston is a good week for us. Bless his heart. Our good buddy Dave Hodges is looking for a job. Apparently, the Tallahassee Democrat has gone through another round of layoffs or firings or whatever you want to call it, reassignments, or as one friend of mine said, freeing up their future. So he's doing that. And Dave, as you probably know, if you like reading the Tallahassee Democrat, Dave has served them faithfully as the business editor for many years, and he will be out, and as he has described himself, a free agent as of October 17th. So that's not far away. We hope to have him come by, too, and bring us up to date on some of the things going on around town. This is a guy who stays pretty close to the action when it comes to the business community and real estate and home builders and all that sort of thing. So good guy to know. Dave Hodges, a good friend of the show. And let's see, what else has been going on in the news? Tallahassee Democrat reporting, apparently 5 football helmets were stolen from the FSU locker room. Not sure exactly what you do with those once you have them, but anyway, that happened. And the Killarn Golf Course is trying to do a makeover, and they've brought about apparently some controversy having to do with their plans. Not much else of real interest at least from my standpoint. I mean, sort of quiet, actually, and nothing of great, to me, of great consequence. I'll let you judge that. But anyway, in other news, we got lots of activity going on. According to our good friends at Tally Connection. Now, you know that we love the folks at Tally Connection, and they love us. So it's a mutual exchange of affection. And Tallahassee is benefited by the fact that Tally Connection does a good job of keeping us all posted with events and activities around the community. We've got, what do we have here? This is Mardi Gras Masquerade Zubilee at the Tallahassee Museum. There's all kinds of Tallahassee Museum things going on. October 24th and 25th is the Halloween Howl from 6 to 10 p.m. nightly. Tallahassee Museum. They're a good organization, aren't they? Let's see. So that's a couple of the things that we took note of regarding Tallahassee Museum. What else have we got going on here? Let's see. While I'm looking for that, let me point to the fact that we have Dr. Thomas Cirio coming in with us here just shortly. He'll be with us in the first hour. Tom Cirio is one of those remarkable people who loves what he does, is amazingly proficient. He's one of the best doctors that I've ever met, and he's been my personal physician for, I don't know, close to 20 years, maybe 15 years anyway. And he is going to be joining us from time to time as one of our contributors, and we'll do something with him in those segments that will have to do with current health news or health costs and health cost management. He's not only an able physician, family practitioner. He's a faculty member over there at the medical school, and prior had worked for a hospital in Orlando as an administrator. You're going to learn about that, but his business sense and his understanding of how medicine as a business impacts you and I is helpful, and it's provocative and it's informative. So you want to stay tuned for that. Tom Cirio, or as we will most likely be referring to him affectionately as Dr. Tom, in this first half of this here fine radio show. Oh, here it is. This is what I want to tell you about. Havana Pumpkin Festival is today, and this is going on all day up there in Havana. Downtown. So you want to go up to Havana. You might be on your way there now listening to the show, but and God bless you. So go up there and enjoy the pumpkins in Havana. You can also take in scarecrows in the gardens at Alfred B. McClay Garden State Park. That's happening today. Isn't this cool? And let's see, the Big Bend Seafood Festival is going on this morning. So you may be able to pull this in if you haven't heard about this before. But that's at Woolley Park between 8:30 and 11:30 this morning. And, of course, the downtown marketplace is in full swing, so you can take that in. Lots of great stuff going on with great weather around our region right now. And we like the fact that we are able to bring you such exciting news and stories about the events that shape and guide us. Another event coming up will be on the 19th. Is that right, Carl? Yes. October 19th is the Songwriters on the Porch, it's called, and that's at the Front Porch in Midtown. Drew Tillman, one of the artists, will be performing. Well, he's going to be with us in the second hour. Our good friend, a first-class individual, an amazing songwriter, performer, musician, singer, Drew Tillman, along with a lineup of other artists, songwriters who are going to be there just for this show, Amy McCarley and Daphne Lee Martin, Neil Alday. All of these folks will be there on the 19th. That's a Sunday. It's a week. That's next weekend, okay? the 19th from 1 to 5 at the Front Porch in Midtown. Well, I should also tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by The Green Room, where you can get the finest looking hairstyle just for you, because the way that Heather does this, and Heather does my hair, okay, so this is radio, but you got to trust me, I look great, even on the radio, and that's because Heather knows what she's doing when it comes to finding the right style for you. And it isn't kind of a chop shop approach. It's not one size fits all. It's really about finding what makes you your very best. The Green Room at Lake Ella, one of the very fine sponsors of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
So we are here on a Saturday morning, and we are talking with a very good friend, a very well-respected physician here in Tallahassee. This is a guy who has made it his business, the practice of family medicine, and we're going to find out a little bit more about his practice and his approach in medicine. Dr. Tom Cirio is with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Brian. Thank you for having me here.
You look
appreciate
good.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
Got a good night's sleep last night.
Well, at least you did. Good. I feel like, yeah, I should have slept more, but that's okay. That's why you're here, because you're, full disclosure, Dr. Cirio has been my personal physician for longer than he probably cares to admit, I suppose, but it's been a while. I don't know, 15, 20 years.
It's been a good short while, I think. good things happen short periods of time.
Well, thank you for that. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I'll go with it and say that in my experience, it's always been beneficial. And I've asked Dr. Cirio to join us not only today, but to become a frequent visitor with us. I have learned a great deal from this man. In caring for my own health and health issues, and just a good man to know who, in my estimation, without trying to patronize you or embarrass you, just somebody who seems to have that marvelous balance between his technical knowledge, his awareness of a medical practice and the contributions of recent discoveries and pharmacology and all that kind of stuff. So he's a guy who just knows what he's doing, but at the same time really understands people. You know, we talk about bedside manner, and I think that for you, it seems like that was really the beginning point for you, is that you really were looking at how to care for people and then bring medical science to bear, rather than, you know, being some kind of egghead in a lab somewhere. And, you know, you'd be enjoying your practice if it weren't for all the people that keep getting in your way. And I say that sort of tongue in cheek, but I mean, I have met medical people and educators who have that sort of approach. You know, it's like, I love teaching except for the students. And so,
right. No, you're correct. I mean, I could be Albert Einstein, but I'd much rather be Marcus Welby. I could know everything in the world, but if your practice is set up that you only have 3 minutes to tell the patient all you know and how to take care of yourself, and then you're supposed to be on to the next patient because the insurance company says that, or the payor says that, or time crunches say that, they're not going to get it. I mean, it's taken years and years to you know, accumulate the knowledge. Doctors are now taught to be lifelong learners.
Yeah.
New things are going to come up yearly.
Yes.
And if you're not a lifelong learner and you don't have the intellectual curiosity, a robot could take over.
Right, right.
And there actually are computer programs where you put your symptoms in there and it will tell you what the top three things that they think you have are.
Yeah.
And to me, that's sad. That's not being a doctor. That's being an assembly line. And from day one, I always wanted to be a family physician, never wanted to be anything else. And I wanted to be a doctor. And that's what I think family medicine is, being the old-time doctor versus being this specialist or this specialist and limiting yourself to an extreme focus.
Does that afford you then an opportunity to work with lots of different types of people all within that same family setting? I mean, so you're seeing young and old and I mean, is there anything that you within your practice that you wouldn't consider as far as let's say age for one of your patients?
No, not at all. I used to deliver babies.
Huh.
We are the classic cradle to grave, and even before that, I mean, I've had some patients come to me with quote the gleam in their eye.
You know,
we want to start our family.
Cool.
What's the best way to do it? I'd like to try and shoot for a girl. I'd like to try and shoot for a boy. There are some tricks there that you can do in that regard.
Right.
Babies that I've delivered are now off to college.
Yeah.
And that's kind of freaky. It gives me an opportunity to practice for some of the
feeling a little grayer
for
than
my own kids.
To, yeah.
Yes. Yes. But we have in our office, we have four generation families.
Wow.
Here, where we're taking care of the newborn, the 30-year-old mom, the grandmother, and the great-grandmother. And it is touching, it is moving to be considered a part of their family.
Curiously, does that afford you a degree of insight, given that you're able to see more of this family? And I'm thinking of maybe trends or patterns that go on in families with regard to physical health. I mean, you have a little deeper understanding maybe of how this family works.
Yes, most definitely. If I see if we're working with families and the mother had a difficult time when she was 20, 25 years old, mm-hmm. getting her first job, things like that. Now we see the child come up and now he's 18 and finishing high school and you can getting ready to enter the job market or go to college, and you can see similar patterns.
Interesting.
There is a lot of that that goes on. And then also the socioeconomics. If you've been working with the grandmother and you have an idea of what life is like in their house, you know, it only helps taking care of the grandchildren, taking care of the children. You know, I will know that I really need to try and find the best $4 Walmart medicine. Because if I write another medicine and they can't afford it,
what good does that do?
I'm 100% sure it won't work if you don't take it.
Well, folks, we're talking with Dr. Tom Cirio, who is a local physician, a family practitioner, his practice. How long have you been in Tallahassee now?
We got here in 1996.
Yeah.
Okay. Working with TMH and in the residency program there.
Well, and in that regard, you've certainly seen Tallahassee, right along with the rest of us, go through a number of changes. The introduction of a medical school over here at Florida State, we're going to talk a little bit about that because I know you're involved there as well at the medical school. Folks, this is why we love to do this. This show is really all about bringing you in touch with some of the people that we know who are making such a great contribution to the quality of life here in Tallahassee. And I am so glad that you've made it a part of your morning, and we invite you to stay with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, 93.3 FM.
So, how's your car running?
Oh, it's great.
Well, that's good. And where'd you go?
SS Performance Group over on the west side of town. They are the real pros.
I thought SS Performance Group was for like...
engine modification.
Right, and...
muscle cars. Yeah, right. And oil changes, brakes, and tune-ups. Everything for every car. So I figure go pro with the best for everything I need, right?
Yeah, so they can work on my SUV.
Yep. Go pro.
SS Performance Group at 431 Capital Circle Southwest. Go online or call 575-0259.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are talking with Tom Cerio this morning. We've invited Dr. Cerio to be with us, or as I've been encouraged to say, Dr. Tom, because we want to make sure that from time to time, we can bring him back into the studio, and he will serve then as one of our contributors to the show. So you'll be able to look forward to hearing more from him as we go forward. And at least at this juncture, I thought it would be great to dig in a little deeper than we might normally, just to learn a bit about his background. And Tom, you said that from the very beginning, the idea of being a doctor, a family practitioner, was the idea for you. That was the real motivation. And it wasn't about the science alone, although there's a great deal of science in medical practice. It was the idea of helping people that really motivated you. You started out in Orlando, didn't you?
Yes, I grew up in Orlando. And before I became a physician, I used to work on what we call the blue coat side, the white coats versus the blue coats. I was a hospital administrator and did marketing and strategic planning for what was then ORMC, Orlando Regional.
That reminds me, you have a degree in business administration, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have a nice balance then, I guess, or an interesting blend of perspective from, let's say, that business management administrative viewpoint, and you've practiced that, and then coming at it now as a physician, so you kind of know what they're trying to do over on that side of the aisle.
Yeah, I understand.
Change colors.
I understand what they're doing to us and why. I don't like it. And
well, explain that to the rest of us, because we're clueless on this question. What is it? Why is it that medical costs continue to escalate? I mean, what's the story?
There are a number of reasons. Primarily, medicine is the only industry where the person who pays for the service is not the consumer of the service. So if you go to a grocery store to buy your meats and vegetables, you pay for what you get and you get to pick out what you want. But employers started insurance to keep their workforce healthy. And then the cost started taking off. Now, I don't want to bash drug companies, but we all know it does not cost $30 to make a pill that can allow you to have a good time on Friday night or Saturday night. It just doesn't cost that. And then also additional programs to keep people healthy. What the providers of those programs do, they say, we're going to see 1,000 people, and if 100 of them get sick, it will cost the employer $40,000 if they get sick. So we are going to price our program, price our pill at $30,000, regardless of what it costs us to make it. So they go in and tell the employer and tell the program, we're going to save you $10,000 a year if you use our pill, if you use our program.
And so it's market-driven or marketing-driven, as opposed to being sensitive to the needs of the patient particularly, or their ability to pay, let's say, or the employer's ability to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of that is. And then, I mean, everybody wants to turn a profit. So when you have such an intricate system, nurses, nutritionists, sales reps, Band-Aid salespeople, drug salespeople. Unfortunately, sometimes doctors make mistakes. I mean, we're all human.
Yeah.
But if you make one mistake in your career, you know, what's acceptable? What's an honest mistake? Yeah. Should you be sued for $2 million and have to close everything up?
And you've got another profession standing over here in the hallway that is looking for you to make that mistake and looking to bring that charge because that's how they make their living.
Right, yeah. Right. And they're not even standing in the hallway. They're advertising on TV and billboards.
So if we look at the way in which pricing is determined, it isn't a cost-plus model, is it?
Right.
And even this thing that Carl was saying earlier, Chargemaster, is this sort of, I don't know if I should say arbitrary, but certainly, again, not based in a cost-plus approach.
Parts of it are arbitrary. I mean, coming from the other side, I know of instances where the healthcare system, the hospital, wasn't doing as well as they thought. So the CFO calls up and says, we're behind, you know, add 5%, add 7% to all the drug costs. The food is not, you know, that's in your per diem.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is the reimbursement isn't going to change. So you try and deliver the care as cheaply as you can. Medicare started a program called DRG, which stands for Diagnosis Related Group. And they tell the hospital, we are going to pay you $30,000 or $40,000 for a gallbladder attack. If you can get that patient out in 2 or 3 days, you keep the $30,000 or $40,000. They stay in for a week, all you get is $30,000 or $40,000. You need to be efficient. You need to get them in and out and get them good enough health care to get them home. Now, with doctor's offices, there is a fee structure. We can't set our own fees. There is a, I mean, I'll just arbitrarily pick $90. Say there's a $90 fee level. Well, insurances are going to come in and say, I have 40,000 patients. I'm going to take a 25% discount. You want to see them or not? If you look around and you look at different doctor's offices, they will all be hovered right around that $90 charge, 87, 86, 93, 95. We really don't have a lot of opportunity to set our prices. So what we need to do is cut the expenses or run more people through the system, get down to the 6 and 8 minute visits. And we all know what happens if you take your car and you're running it 100 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour for a short period of time, it's going to break down a lot quicker than if you slowly accelerate out of the stoplight, out of the stop sign, get to where you need to be, slowly decelerate down, take your time with patience.
Yeah,
the system will not break.
And thereby apply the medical knowledge more effectively that you possess and thereby provide better health care, we would assume or hope, and, gee, reduce the likelihood of you making a mistake.
Right, right. So, I mean, I only say...
We've incented you to make mistakes here so that other people can sue you. I mean, this is just insane.
And so that you can keep your... And so that you can, you know, keep... You have to pay your rent or someone's going to come take your building. I mean, I've found... Do what I say doesn't even work with my kids, so it's certainly not going to work with a patient who's paying you.
Yeah.
You have to find their value system and get in and say, here's why I want you to take this medicine. Here's why I think it will work. I choose to let them know the side effects of it so they're not panicking on a Friday night.
Right.
You know, I'm always surprised on how patients say, oh, this. They come in Monday morning. Well, this started Friday night, but I didn't want to bother you. Well, that's my job. You know, true, you don't have to call me at 3 Saturday morning at 3 a.m., but you can call me Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, with the new program I'm working with now, I pick up the phone and I call you back. It's not an MA or a technician or somebody who looks in the code book and says do this, that, or go to the ER, you talk to your doctor.
Well, and that's a good transitional point for us. We'll segue into talking about this new program that you've enlisted, MDVIP, I think it's called.
Right, MDVIP.
We're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. Folks, we're having a great time here talking to Tom Cirio, local physician, a family practitioner, and my personal doctor who I can vouch for. We don't really do much about my health, really, but we have some great times, don't we? We talk football and, yeah, and the best snacks, you know, best places in town to get a beer.
Well, we've always worked on your health from the neck up. We'll start from the neck down pretty soon.
It's about time. Folks, stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I might be here when you get back.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Tom Cirio, a local doctor, a family practitioner. Dr. Tom, known by many for his wonderful manner, his approach in practice is... has won him a lot of accolades, both from fellow, from his colleagues, from fellow doctors around town, and certainly from among his patients. And I can say that because I've talked to people, Tom. I know what they think of you.
And that's nice to hear.
Of course, I didn't ask anybody in your family because you know families are that way. But you know, prophet is never known in his own town.
Right, right. Yeah, don't ask my mom. Don't ask my wife. Don't ask my mother-in-law.
But for the many years that you've been in practice, I've noticed something else about you and about the practice, and that has been this, I would call it a sort of evolution, an adaptation, or you know, the advancement of how you do what you do. The opportunities that have come your way, and this latest is the MDVIP program. Tell us about that.
Well, MDVIP is a response to some of the pressures that insurance companies and payers are putting on doctors.
Oh.
They all want to say, we want more efficient care. We want you to get in and out. We want 6 or 8 minutes. I was actually approached by a company that says, I'm going to put laptops in your office. I'm going to put iPads. I'm going to put a central system in. Give this tablet to your patients. They can check off all their symptoms. They can check off all their meds. They'll print you a report. Read it before you go into the room. Do your exam. When you want to do something, you hit the buttons back in there. Tell them to... what meds to call into what pharmacies. You walk out, hand it to your nurse, and you're on to the next patient. And the salesman actually said to me, you don't even have to see the patient. You don't have to talk to him. You don't have to touch him. And I'm like, you're in the wrong office, buddy. You know, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the MDVIP is in response to that.
I see.
I'm the MD, you're the VIP.
Huh.
It is a level of service and a level of care that insurance companies consider non-covered benefits.
Hmm.
For example, you'll always talk with the doctor, and 9 times out of 10, it will be me.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, they have a program called hospitalists. So when you get put in the hospital, you don't even see your own doctor. MDVIP allows me to go into the hospital to see you.
That's cool.
All visits are 30 minutes in length.
It made sense to me.
For anything.
When I looked at it, we have a maintenance agreement on our house. We have a maintenance program so that, you know, if Annette has a problem with the washing machine, she calls the maintenance company and they come and they fix it. And we pay this
retainer.
Yeah, a contractually agreed upon fee that she pays quarterly, I guess. You can pay it annually, whatever. And we've been doing that with washing machines for a long time. And our cars, you can get an extended warranty program. Why not do that for your own health? And that's, in effect, that's really what this is.
Right. And there's a value-added benefit to it. You get an executive-type physical every year with it. There are a number of programs out there. And I joined MDVIP because I thought it was the most reasonable. Hmm. Some retainer practices out there, I thought the cost per patient was just too high, and there was nothing else added.
So this is proactive. In other words, there's built into it a sort of wellness aspect. They want to make sure that I'm getting in there and getting the exam, not just wait until something's wrong with me.
Well, and with these labs that are out there and the technology that's out there that insurance companies say, no, this is a non-covered benefit, once we do your exam, I can tell you the likelihood that you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke in the next 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
Or you're going to become diabetic in the next 2 to 3 years.
That's precise.
And that's, of course, if you don't make any changes.
Right.
Well, now it allows us to make the changes.
Right. We're getting out ahead of the issue.
Beforehand.
Right. With that comment, are we still looking at cardio issues being the most? We mentioned diabetes, blood pressure. I mean, how are we doing as a population, health-wise?
Well, we're going downhill. The new thing is inflammation. Inflammation is a key to things, and that is actually one of the tests that's performed.
Inflammation of the lining of the arteries.
And that's where you get hardening of the arteries.
Okay.
I have patients who have high cholesterol, very low inflammation. We do their circulatory studies, no blockage at all.
Wow.
People who have high levels of inflammation and only moderate cholesterol, they will have some problems. So we need to get that inflammation down.
Yeah, yeah.
And if a provider says this is a non-covered benefit, we're not going to pay for it. Mm. Yeah, it just doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't seem right.
And here we are in October. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month officially, and so all of us carrying our pink handkerchiefs around with us. Your view, breast cancer particularly or cancer in general, are we indeed making progress, do you think?
Making a lot of progress. Colon cancer has really come down now that we're getting people to do the hemocult cards. Breast cancer, the technology has gotten so much better. 5-10 years ago, you got a call back from a radiologist and it meant something bad. Now you get a call back and it says, we have an indiscriminate shadow. Let's be more proactive towards this. And there are ladies getting 2 and 3 callbacks. And they're worried, and then it ends up being nothing. So the technology we see now picks up things a lot smaller.
Cool.
And we're getting a lot better outcomes.
Are we with all of the scare, and I'm interested in knowing from you whether you think the Ebola concerns are primarily that, or are they just kind of scare tactics? I mean, do we really have to be concerned about this domestically, we'll say?
No, not really. Ebola, it's pretty specific. We know it's pretty specific how it gets transmitted. So somebody has to be sick when they have it. Like the flu, the patient has no symptoms, and they can spread it to other people, and then they'll get sick 2 weeks later. With Ebola, you have to be sick when you spread it, and there has to be some mucous membrane, quote, intimate or close contact.
Yeah, saliva, yes. Blood, something.
Yeah, sweat.
And it has to be moist when you have contact.
Right.
Right. It's, so in that way, it's not transmitted through the air. It can't just be dried blood that later...
Well, remember,
we're not
sneezing
sure about
is mucus. Get someone who spits when they talk and things
like that. Which I do
like
all
that.
The time. I'm really embarrassed about that.
We'll work on that later.
Okay, maybe that has to do with my orthodonture work or something. I don't know. Or just being stupid. Yeah,
I don't say that about
sense.
Anybody. But
well,
you,
I feel better now, thanks.
But you really have to be, there has to be a specific set of circumstances for Ebola to be transmitted.
Okay. Well, folks, can you believe this? We've had this man with us for the entire hour, and we're coming up here to the top of the hour, and so we're going to have to bid him well. He's got other more important things to do with his day. I mean, I think golf is on the schedule for today. Or
nope, I'm not a golfer yet. We'll be watching some football games.
Okay, folks. We're glad that you've been with us. Dr. Thomas Cirio, who has graciously agreed to be one of our contributors. So be looking forward to more from this man as we go forward with Tallahassee Talks. And we'll be going forward here right after the top of the hour. We've got ABC News coming up. You stay with us. It's Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Green Room. Heather Baker and company. This is an amazing person. And right here in our very own town of Tallahassee, Heather Baker is award-winning, having spent her entire career in hair. And I mean, she really knows how to make you look great for you, not try to make you look like somebody else. And yes, she is officially the hairdresser for Tallahassee Talks. I'm telling you, if I can go in there, guys, listen, stop fooling around with the chop shops around town. Get involved with somebody who really loves this craft. That's what she does. And it's called The Green Room on Lake Ella. They're located at 1425 North Monroe, right there at Lake Ella. You can reach her at 425-5222 or just go to her Facebook page, The Green Room on Lake Ella. It's the best thing you can do for your look this week. Welcome back to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a beautiful Saturday morning here in the beautiful town of Tallahassee with Florida State football. Only about now, a couple of hours away, or now an hour away. They play at noon on ESPN. They're playing up in Syracuse today, playing the Orange up there. And lots of things going on around the region, all kinds of outdoor activities, pumpkins and scarecrows and market square pavilions. The Tallahassee Farmers Market is going on up there till about 3 o'clock today in Market Square, the Market District. Wow. What a great town. And we are the beneficiaries of people like Drew Tillman, who will be with us coming up now in this hour. Drew is going to be at the special event coming up, Songwriters on the Porch, which will be a week from tomorrow, October 19th, next weekend. That's a Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Front Porch in Midtown with a marvelous lineup of songwriters, musicians who will be performing along with him. It's really a neat celebration of original music. You know, that's one of the things that I talk about often, the originality, the sound of Tallahassee especially. So when you have somebody like Drew Tillman, or we've had Sarah Mack with us several times, and there are others that we need to talk to. Houston Dees has been here a few times. We want to have more and more of those artists who are part of this community, celebrated for what they bring and help us find what is, let's say, our sound. What is the Tallahassee sound? And so we look to sponsor and support and encourage those events that give these local musicians a chance to do just what they do so very well. And Drew Tillman is certainly one of those folks. And I would say a sort of trailblazer, a leader in that effort. And we're fortunate to have him with us today. He's going to do a couple of songs with us and tell us more about what's going on lately for him. We'll still learn all about that. I had the pleasure of being a part of Florida State University College of Communications Career Fair earlier this week, which is a recurring event for us. Why? Well, because, as you know, Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising. And as an advertising agency, a marketing firm, we're also a communications company and a PR firm. We really are four companies all working under one title. We look for those young, aspiring professionals, people who are writers and producers and voice talent and account managers and marketing people, anybody who can be a part of the very, very many things that we get to do around here. And so when we're at the career fair, EB and his group, if you know the folks who are there at the College of Communications, they are some pretty substantial folks. They really do a great job. And we're honored to be included among those businesses that hold themselves out to these young students looking for opportunity, looking for internships or paid employment. I mean, in any case, they have an opportunity to learn firsthand what we're all about, and we learn what they're all about. And what I've noticed is that a lot of them are focused on the immediate outcome of their efforts. They want to see, you know, quid pro quo. In other words, if I invest this much time or talent or effort, I'm going to get this much back. A sort of straight line, I guess you'd say. And what we try to impress upon them is that there are very few things in life that really work that way, that are that you can draw a straight line between point A and point B. So much of what goes on in the pursuit of one's craft, we'll say, or in any professional endeavor, is really a meandering. And it can feel random at times, but it's certainly a question of adapting and including those lessons you learn as you go from one point to another. Sometimes you feel like you're going backwards, and that is something that doesn't occur to these folks. They've been taught to think in terms of immediate outcomes. Well, the other thing we try to do is impress upon them that somewhere in the equation, that again is not as algebraic as it is geometric in nature. Okay, so it's not A B C D. It's really more about inventing as you go along, creating as you experience, adapting the environment that you find yourself in, or adapting yourself to the environment that you find yourself in, digging in, figuring out how you can solve a problem. That's how this show came about, because we were looking for a way to better answer the question, who is Tallahassee, or what is Tallahassee? Who are we as a community? And that gave rise to this discussion among us and among some of our colleagues in radio broadcasting. And here we have a radio show that's been on the air now going in our fourth season. Who knew, right? And you know what? If you don't enjoy it, I'm okay with that because I'm having a blast. So if you don't want to listen, it will not hurt my feelings. But if you do, I'm grateful. At the same time, if you're listening and enjoying something that you've heard or learning something by what you've heard, gosh, that's even better, because that's really the mission here, is for us all to have this conversation in an ongoing way. And what a conversation we have had. So with these young folks, I made the comment. I said, you know, you got to be having fun if you're doing any of this. If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong. So we talk about the joy of creative exploration and the joy of creative enterprise. And those of you who have been to our offices and studios, you know that, man, we maintain a very low-key, high-fun sort of environment. We want people to come in here and relax and enjoy what we consider an intellectual safe zone, meaning your ideas are welcome, and whatever you want to explore or discuss and create with us or have us create for you, man, that's what we do. So then I had a chance to meet a number of these folks. And you know, it's remarkable. We're talking about people in their early 20s, right? Some freshmen, sophomores, mostly juniors and seniors at this point, looking for internship opportunities. And I may I say to you, Kayla Furland is one of those folks who have joined us, and you're going to be meeting Kayla at some point here in the near future, who's working with me on the show, and just an amazing individual. I mean, wow, what a talent, and One of the most remarkable things about Kayla is her willingness to follow up with detail. Oh my goodness, is this a lost art or what? But even among people who are seasoned professionals, there's this lack of follow-up. And I'll confess, I'm guilty of the same. People emailing me and me not following up on with the courtesy of a response, a reply, right? So anyway, Kayla's very, very good at that, and we're pleased to have Kayla Furland as one of our associates here in the production of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. As we are pleased to have one of our very fine sponsors, a country rose florist, Annette McGuffey and her team over there doing what they do so very well. CountryRoseFlorist.com is the website. You need to check these folks out. Amazingly talented, great place to order flowers or gifts. And our other good friends, Steve and John over at Tommy T's in Midtown, we like to say that they're the TT on Thomasville Road, Tommy T's Mighty Lube for a quick lube or any kind of service you need on your car. So there you go. There we have the show. Stay with me after the break. We've got Drew Tillman coming up right after this.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we have in studio our very dear friend, and it's been too long, honestly, since Drew Tillman has been with us, and we have the joy of having you back, sir. You look good. Things going well for you?
Brian, things couldn't be better. Things are well. We're in the midst of school for the kids and doing...
Of you who may not know, Drew is a real family guy. I mean, this is one of the more charming parts of his life is that he's an accomplished musician and one of the celebrated songwriters, one of the few to have been invited repeatedly to present at the 30A Songwriters Festival over there. Where is that, in Destin or thereabouts?
Seaside,
right?
Seaside, 30A
Songwriters Festival. That's in February each year.
January.
Is it?
Martin Luther King weekend.
Oh, okay, so yeah. January.
Yeah.
And this year you were there, right?
I sure was.
And who did we have? Hall was one of the folks that was presenting.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
And then you played along with Pierce Pettis?
Pierce Pettis and Angel Snow. And on Sunday, I played with a guy by the name of Matt Hoggett, who is on Jimmy Buffett's label.
Well, and so, folks, if you know Drew, you know all this already. But if you're just getting to know him and the music that he has brought us over the many years that he has been writing and performing, you know that he is a Tallahassee treasure. And it's our pleasure to be able to bring artists like Drew to your attention. And he's going to share some of his music with us here in the hour. You've got a couple of songs that you're going to share with us, but you've also been part of this new effort, the Mr. Perfect Band. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's we're recording right now. We changed the name of the band from the Drew Tillman Band to Mr. Perfect Band.
It only makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, why? You finally you finally admitted that you are perfect.
Well, the name of the band came from a one of those grow-a-men, you know, kind of like Chia Pets,
you know, okay.
Where I have a friend of mine as a helicopter pilot, and he's just very eccentric, and he goes to these weird garage sales, you know, flea markets. And he found this thing, and he just wrote in a note, "This is for you." He wrote in a note and sent it to me. And so I'd sat there on our kitchen table for weeks. And then one day we were just, all the kids and I were talking about names of bands. And I said, you know, that would be, wait, Mr. Perfect Band. Why not?
Love it.
Mr. Perfect. So
the nice thing about your approach, in my humble opinion, to the enterprise, the musical work that you do as a performer and as a writer, is the incorporation of your life's stories. I mean, a lot of times I think people are looking to music in a way that takes them away from life or sort of separates them from everyday reality. You don't seem to do that. You embrace the life that you live and have lived.
Most people live two lives,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
You have the outward appearance, and then you have the inward soul, the inward reality of your struggles. Because, you know, out of a man comes good or bad, or and so those struggles, I think it's good that we struggle and we fall down and we get back up. Mm-hmm. So my songs can be, I get myself into situations and...
You too, huh?
And yeah, you get back up and you write, and hopefully you move the people around you by that inner reality that you're portraying through the music. So, and I don't just write about that. I wrote about, you know, I write about the way I see the world through an event. Through all the trouble we're having overseas, the things are, I write not necessarily trying to, I'm trying to create that world, a world where people go, oh yeah, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. And they can identify with what it is you're retelling for them or interpreting for them. If you think about Tallahassee for a moment, and you know, you look out across the globe, and yes, the troubles that we are presented with internationally and domestically, Tallahassee has a kind of, for me, I think, a kind of shell in some respects. We seem to be insulated in some ways from a lot of that. Do you agree?
I do. I think...
We're a small college town.
I'm not sure why that is, but it goes to songwriting. It goes to breaking that mentality of, I've got to hear what I know. And this upcoming Songwriters on the Porch that we're doing, which we'll talk about, is this is so important because it does get to the heart of what I think the problem in Tallahassee would, if there is, it's that mentality. And so many people want out of this. This is a great, wonderful town. And to the way I approach it is original music. Going, no one has my music. You buy the music, of course, you can go on CD Baby and things like that. But to hear the stories, to hear the interpretation of those things. I go into clubs where the week before there's someone playing music that you know on the radio, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you have to realize that when you do your own music, you've got to sell it at that moment. And you have to break through that mentality, that small. Mm. And there's so many people come up to me and say, "Wow, thanks." Yeah. You know?
Right.
So I don't want to be negative here. I want to be really positive because there are so many people that want this. It's almost like radio-free Tallahassee, you know?
Talking with Drew Tillman here on this Saturday morning, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking with Drew Tillman, which is, for me, a guilty pleasure, I have to admit, because this is a guy who, if allowed, I would chew up all of his time. He would never get anything done because, you know, he'd be just talking with me. But definitely one of my faves, and I know he is for you too, folks, because Drew, you really help us, I think, settle down in some respects, get down to realizing that it's going to be okay, but we have to hold hands here as we cross the street. We got to trust each other. And you bring that level of confidence, it seems to me, in your performances, in your music, and in just the way you live your life, where people go, yeah, I get it. I can trust him. Mm-hmm. And
isn't it funny, our scars?
Well, that you know, I think that's in definition. So it's not that we've never failed. And you said earlier, failure is just part of life. Somebody said to me, if you've never failed at anything, you can't succeed at anything. If you can't realize what it means to fail and walk through that failure, however it's defined, whatever failure means, right?
Yeah.
For you. If you've never failed at something, you can't succeed at anything. Well, in that, we see the loss of a friend, the loss of a business, maybe a life partner.
Yeah.
We see the loss of even things like health or self-respect, or we see the loss of confidence in government. We see the loss of civility in our culture. We see the loss of peace in the world. These things that just eat away at us, right?
That's why, you know, it's so funny. We fight for peace.
Yeah, right. It's and a strange paradox.
Isn't that a paradox that, you know, we fight for it?
Yeah.
We also fight for that calmness in songwriting where you have that moment where you connect with the audience. Hmm. And to bring original music to Tallahassee is, I believe, going to change the way people see writers. There is no reason on God's green earth that Tallahassee can't be as it is, as big as Austin and known for music like Austin is. Mm. It's a matter of waking people up that, excuse me, you've got hit writers here. Mm-hmm. You have people that have been so successful from here that there's just no reason why this cannot happen. And for a writer What better way? You can make money playing your own music in a club, which is what we're doing at the Front Porch.
Right. Let's talk about that. Yeah. This concert that's coming up, it's called The Songwriters on the Front Porch is the name of it. Songwriters on the Front Porch. It's coming up next.
Songwriters on the Porch.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Songwriters on the Porch at the front Porch. Okay. Right. Bear with me, folks. You know, consider who you're dealing with here. It's October 19th, so that's next weekend. It's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5. And who have you got here on the lineup? You got Amy McCarley, is that right?
Yeah, and Daphne Lee Martin.
Daphne Lee Martin, okay. Who
They're
else?
Currently on tour from Nashville.
Yeah.
And Neil Alday.
Okay. And Drew Tillman.
And myself. That's right. Amy's music's sultry, soulful, almost equal parts roots and alternative rock country influence. Think Gillian Welsh and Lucinda Williams, kind of that kind
Marvelous.
Of mentality. Daphne is like a Tom Waits meets Think Cat Power. I was born raised in Pittsburgh, came down here to go to school, and loved the town. Been doing the 30A Songwriters Festival, which you talked about a little bit, and played the Bluebird Cafe, did all these with my original music. And so bringing that Songwriters to the Front Porch is so important. I'm talking to all my friends in the music world that live here. I'm asking them to come, not to see me play, but to promote live music, because the next person is going to be you sitting in the audience, because I know what kind of writers are here. I know, and the people that I talk to, there's some amazing writers that have been signed to record labels, have publishing deals. They are here. And if this works, we're going to bring those to the Front Porch, to these venues, and have these afternoon of stories behind the songs. You know, it's the acoustic guitar and the audience and your vocal.
That's awesome. For those of you who may not know, the Front Porch Restaurant is in Midtown and is easily accessible. And it's a lovely venue because the way it's designed, the artists will have the ability to play out there around on the outer deck.
Right under the oaks.
Of the oaks, right. And you've got a song you're going to share with us here now. And I know this song particularly is a favorite. It's certainly one of mine. That has to do with the loss of a friend and someone who was very, very close to you. And in thinking of that, I think of Bob Jennings, who we lost recently. Many of you knew Bob locally as a musician, a fantastic bass player, and a friend to so many people. So
a big guy in every way.
I mean, he was just a big guy with a big heart. So we want to take this opportunity and dedicate the song here to Bob. And
definitely.
Drew, you take us there.
Bob, this is for you. Hey, can you give me no reason why gotta live with this treason and the bitter old lies? Take me away. Will they knock me down? Turn right to wrong. Every day you're gone. Started out with a little bit missing, trying to live with this instant. Yeah, I've carried this burden, it don't seem to leave. What I fought to keep, maybe I need some sleep. Every day you're gone. Every day you're gone. The sun shines brighter on the other guy. Every day you're gone. There's a smile and a light in another's eye.
Every day you're gone, there's a laugh. It's just a half of me. I said lies, part the truth into sections. Oh, they leave you no direction. All they say is you got to figure it out. Why I'm all alone, why we can't go on. Every day you're gone, every day you're gone. Hear those words you spoke to me. Every day you're gone, wonder what I could have done differently. Every day you're gone, I feel the weight is the fade runs down my face. Every day you're gone, it's always long. Every day you're gone, every day. Well, I'm stuck in a middle wishing this would pass. I think about the reasons that I don't have. About the ways I don't dare to ask. Every day, every day you're gone, breaking all the rules that I thought I. Every day you're gone, living in the silence like a mind gone mad. Every day you're gone, follow every thought like a motherless child. Every day you're gone, it's always long. Every day you're gone.
So, how's your car running?
Oh, it's great.
Well, that's good. And where'd you go?
SS Performance Group over on the west side of town. They are the real pros.
I thought SS Performance Group was for like...
Yeah, engine modification.
Right, and...
Muscle cars. Yeah, right. And oil changes, brakes, and tune-ups. Everything for every car. So I figure go pro with the best for everything I need, right?
Yeah, so they can work on my SUV.
Yep. Go pro.
SS Performance Group at 431 Capital Circle Southwest. Go online or call 575-0259.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. If you've just joined us, well, folks, I have to tell you that we're having a great hour here with the very capable and very wonderful Drew Tillman, who, for the many years that he has graced our town with his talent, his music, his heart, and his family, by the way. I won't embarrass the man, but he's got a wonderful family. Amelia, who has booked so many artists locally, continues to do that work with great professional ability. She's a gem. And his kids, his daughter has been celebrated because of her contributions to the Holocaust Museum nationally, and we don't even have time to go into all the details of that. Well, just trust me when I tell you, this is a guy who has contributed to our welfare in so many ways, not the least of which, Drew, the music you bring us. And I think the perspective that you share in saying there's so much more that we're not tapping into. And,
yeah.
And we have artists, and here you are, a songwriter, musician, vocalist, producer, doing all of this work, and in the company of people like Neil Alday, who's going to be one of the folks at this upcoming show. Folks, if you missed that, coming up next weekend, which is going to be the 19th, that's a Sunday from 1 to 5, at the Front Porch.
Yeah, Neil
in
wanted
Midtown.
To be here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
he wanted to be here. He's in, I think he's in New Orleans.
Today.
Yeah, today. Yeah, But he really wanted to be here. We talked a little bit about it. He said, "I'm going to be in New Orleans."
Oh well.
And but next he's time. He's just a great songwriter. I just love listening to the stories and listening to his song. He's got a great band, Neil Alday and Further South. I invited him to play because he's done so much. You know,
it's an interesting distinction that occurs to me that great songwriters are themselves great storytellers, aren't they?
They are. You know, he was signed to, I think, Elektra Records. Don't quote me on that, but anyway, the band Social Burn. And he said, you know, that was a, you know, the sexy, the 20-year-old, you know, he was grew up in a town of three, he told me. And he said he went from that to a tour bus. And now he's playing venues. He said, I'm not playing for the money. I'm playing for the music is kind of where it's I'd rather have people who want to hear me play.
Yeah.
And of course I'm for me, Neil fights in a way that is unique to him. Mm-hmm. I fight in a way where I go into clubs where, again, you have people that play cover music, and I try to do I do some covers, but I try to do my own music and fight that way and break the mold. And the only way to do that is to disappear into that world that you wrote the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And draw those people in.
Right.
Sometimes I'll open my eyes and go, "Oh yeah, you're in front of a whole bunch of people."
Oh, Drew. Hi.
I'd say hi. You know, say hi. I mean, that's okay to do. And it seems to I guess my heart has taught me that unless my heart is involved, I'm not believable on stage.
Yeah.
Unless my whole self and what I wrote, if I don't believe in the song, if I don't, if I'm just doing a song because everybody knows it, it doesn't work for me.
Let's talk about this song you're going to do for us now.
It's fine. I believe in God, and I don't make any bones about it. And this song is a cynical Christian's view of the world.
That would be me.
That would be, but with hope.
Yeah.
You know, you grieve, but you grieve with hope.
Yeah.
And so it's called Lion's Den. So I'll do it for you. I got this lonesome feeling. Nothing gonna turn out right. There's freedom in my heart, but I'm still thinking all these lies. And I'm basically a stranger to myself and all my friends. And I sing my songs and laugh a lot. Let me start where it begins. See, I was laying out my sheepskin, just a boy in a lion's den. Yeah, I traded what I thought was precious and placed value on what others thought. I should have listened to my heart more often and stay away from what they got. It might loosen the grip their jealous thoughts have held inside my head. And I looked to them for shelter, but they threw me here instead. But I'm laying out my sheepskin, just a boy in a lion's den. Well, I told them his secrets, thinking that they'd never tell. And they pierced his hands and feet and left him to his own self-made hell. And then he was talking to his friends one day when he knew just what they meant. And then he heard the lion roaring, no longer could pretend.
Then he's laying out his sheepskin, just a boy in a lion's den. Yeah, yeah. Miles for pleasures, his visions held him to the task. And then the worn down soul going nowhere on a street going fast. When he noticed no one was looking, well, they talk about his sin. And slavery was his freedom, and he tried to be just like them. Dear God, he's laying out his sheepskin, just a boy in a lion's den. Not just a boy, he's not just a boy in a lion's den. Not alone, not alone, but it sure feels like it.
Great Drew Tillman here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Folks, this is why we love this town. Drew, thank you for being with us, my brother.
Thank you for what you do for original music. I cannot tell you, with souls like yourself, music here, original music, will thrive, will build a building and a heart that can't be broken.
We'll see you next week, folks. Come on back. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.